When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along. There'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, cheer up. The sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, you can tune us on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the Internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got Internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the home page. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Well, unbelievable as it might be, it is the first Sunday of February of 2010 already. And ordinarily, I'd be saying that bright-eyed and bushy-tailed Gary Hill's across the table from me, but Gary is down in Portland, I believe, calling basketball this afternoon. A poorly scheduled game. Starts an hour before the Super Bowl. I know Gary's not happy about that, but filling in for Gary, flying the bus, as Bob Bordenero would say, for us today is Valerie. Good morning, Valerie.
Good morning, Martha.
It's Ladies' Day here on Animal World. Because we have in the other room, woohoo, I'm delighted to say the light's off. That means Animal World's co-producer and call screener, Sandy Gaston, is in the house. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning, but the light is not off. It's just mood lighting.
Yeah, well, that's right. But it's, when you're not there, it's usually on bright, and so I see an empty studio, and then I
bright is
miss
not
you.
Good. Bright is not good for anyone.
Mood lighting means Sandy's here.
That's right.
So it's Ladies' Day today.
It is Ladies'
Day. We're going
Day.
To add another lady to the mix here in just a moment. But let me tell you, it is the first Sunday of the month, and traditionally that means Vet Sunday here on Animal World. And it will be Vet Sunday eventually today with Dr. Al Pluckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, and the Human Compendium of Articles that on the same subject. Dr. Al will be joining us sometime in the second half of this hour, but since I don't know how long this first thing's going to take, we're just kind of waiting. This is kind of a first, isn't it, Sandy?
It is.
Because we don't know what's going to happen.
First of many.
And we don't know how long it's going to take.
Right.
And so Valerie just has to be flexible. But, you know, see, the good thing is that Gary isn't here. So if anything goes wrong, it's Gary's fault.
Yay.
So I already told Valerie she's got a free ride today.
That's right.
Because, you know, she can just mess up the details as much as she wants because it's Gary's fault.
Oh, I'm not going to try to do that. We'll be good today.
Good. All right. Well,
okay.
But even, you know, if we do.
Okay.
You know,
blame it on Gary.
Yeah. Because that's kind of the standing rule around here.
Yes.
If you don't make it here to the show, then whatever happens is your fault. Sandy got in trouble for a long time.
I did. I did, Valerie. I wasn't here
was
for a couple weeks. I was sick. And
yeah. So everything was her fault.
Yeah.
Oh,
Gary
okay.
enjoyed it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't get blamed very often because I'm always here.
Well, yeah.
Well, pretty much.
In the snow and everything.
All right, so we will get to Vet Sunday, and we've got a lot going on with that. Let's see, at 10 o'clock, we will be running a tip as usual, but as we discussed last week on the air, and I've had some emails about it from listeners, people concerned about fleas. Fleas, fleas, fleas. And with the springtime winter that we've been having, the temperature is getting up into the range on and off. If it's consistently above 50 for a while, then flea larvae starts hatching outside. So it's getting warm enough that fleas can be becoming a problem here or there. So we're going to run Martha's four-step flea plan for you so you know what to do and how to be prepared so that you don't get an infestation of fleas in your home or environment. 10:50 as usual, we'll do current events. Oh, and I'm so excited. I've been listening to my intuitive senses. Thanks to Robin. I'm going to tell you about that in a minute. But I found out about this instead of being a week after the fact. I actually found out about it ahead of time. So I'm going to tell you about the annual Great Backyard Bird Count. And this applies to anybody in the country can help count birds. And it's coming up next week. So I'm going to tell you all about that in current events. And then we'll have a new pet of the week with from King County Animal Care and Control. And our Soul Spa giveaway from Robin, Alexis, and Bob Bordenero on Mystic Radio will happen in the second hour today. So just make sure that you're here for the second hour if you want a free year's subscription to Robin's Soul Spa, and we'll talk more about that. Now, to get started here, what we're going to do, you've heard I ordinarily start, well, and Valerie, I can just fill you in on the details since you haven't been here. Ordinarily, I start the show with any follow-up and then animals in the news.
Right.
And the best good news about animals.
Right.
Well, it's been maybe about a month ago now, I started reporting on the coyote on Magnolia that was becoming so obvious to everyone. He seemed to be out all the time. There was a lot of sightings. And the first week on the air, I had him in the best good news about animals, and I put it there because of what people weren't doing. Nobody was complaining.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
Nobody was saying he needed to be killed. And in fact, a lot of the residents on Magnolia were getting kind of bored with the story, you know, and seeing it because he was around so much. And there was a photograph that one of the residents took of the coyote in the paper. Yeah, so that's our boy.
Oh, wow.
And now when I saw that photograph, I mean, talk about absolutely magnificent. I mean,
oh, he's a big guy.
Yeah, and absolutely perfect, like a beautiful coat and all of that. And I was just so touched of his magnificence and that there was something very special there. And but I figured we better celebrate the good news quickly, which then the next week we're in the news because he was becoming more and more prevalent as a fixture in the neighborhood. The story the next week was a woman was walking her little Chihuahua dog in the neighborhood off leash. She saw the coyote in the park. Well, her little dog ran over to the park and ran right up to the coyote. Of course, I'm thinking, put a sign on that says eat me. And so the coyote, doing what, you know, comes naturally to coyotes, of course, said, oh, lunch, and picked up the little dog and started to shake it. Fortunately, thanks to fast-acting observers, the dog was saved and recovered. But then more and more interactions between the coyote and humans were happening. People started complaining. The powers that be, which would be the Department of Fish and Wildlife and the USDA, decided, and mostly USDA, that the animal had become a threat to humans and animals and that he needed to be trapped and killed. So they hired a professional trapper the next week. And this catches us up to what we're doing here today. The next week was not last week, was the week before Animal World, the week before last. And you all know that I have developed quite a friendship with Robin Alexis and Bob Bordenero from Mystic Radio, and their show was right after mine for a while, and we've become very, very good friends. And I adore Robin and believe that she is just incredibly gifted. At any rate, Robin and Bob had decided to... I guess they had a generous pill or something and decided that they'd like to give away a year's subscription to their online Soul Spa, which I just love. And anyway, so we were starting to do the giveaway 2 weeks ago. And so Robin and Bob were tied in and ready to be on the show like they are right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're listening. So I was talking, I was reporting on how the coyote was trapped and killed. And I was kind of on my soapbox and going off on first of all, you know, how it all went down. But then all I got out of my mind was that we killed this coyote. because people had to be feeding this guy. And he got habituated to humans, lost his fear, and that's what signed his death certificate, and that's what was concerning me. Well, unbeknownst to me at the time, Robin was, as she was listening to the report, me reporting on the coyote, well, you know, Robin, she's a great medium, communicator, mystic, psychic, channeler, clairvoyant, you name it, she does it, she's the real deal. She was seeing that the coyote's soul had not passed. And as a matter of fact, after the show, and it was a kind of a, because she came on to ask a question of our guest that week a little later in the show, and when she came on the show, it sounded like she was very emotional. And I didn't quite figure out at the moment why Robin would be emotional, because she's going to ask Kim Miller a question. Anyway, so after the show, Robin sent me an email, and she said, while I was on hold listening to your coyote story, I kept seeing the spirit of the coyote had not passed. It took quite a while. So apparently Robin helped the coyote spirit cross over. She said, finally, he told me his sole purpose was to make more people aware of the animals and that you helped him serve that purpose. I cried when he told me that. You are so needed, Martha, to be an animal advocate. Well, I was sitting at my home computer when I read this after the show. I cried when I read this email. And then my body lit up like the 4th of July. I'm sitting there at my chair and my computer, and my body starts, every cell in my body starts vibrating. And I'm like almost buzzing and almost vibrating off my chair. And then I start getting these visions, and I'm seeing this coyote communicating and sharing his soul purpose through me and Robin on the radio. And then I'm seeing, that doesn't stop there. Then I'm seeing all these other wild animals coming in when there's something that's going on and speaking through us to all of you folks about their sole purpose. And so, of course, Robin and I powwowed a little bit, and she was able to confirm that, because I felt very strongly that all those visions were coming from the coyote, and we did a little bit of communicating and said, well, hey, would you like to continue your soul purpose from the other side and work through Robin and I to communicate that on the air? And we got a 4 paws and 1 tail up on that one. Now, we have... At this point, we decided not to do any more communication with him, because we wanted to just happen. We're just be spontaneous, trusting the process here and trusting spirit. So before we go any further, I want to let you know that joining us again is Robin Alexis from Mystic Radio. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Martha. Thank you for having me on the show. This is so much fun to be with you.
Oh, thank you for being here. Now, did I do a good job of describing kind of what of our experience has been up to this point?
You did. But I'd also like to add a little bit to that, and that is that when I was on hold, waiting to have a reading from Kim Miller about my own cat, I kept seeing, as you stated, the clairvoyant image of the coyote just pacing around you, and it was very, very restless, and I'm like, well, why haven't you gone to the light? And it took me quite a while for him to even realize that I could see him and that I could help him. And he showed me 3 other coyotes that seemed to be part of his family unit, and he was telling me that he would not pass without them. And so I was able to help them all communicate and all be together, and still the coyote turned to me and he said, I'm still not leaving.
Well, isn't that interesting? Let's take a time out for a moment, because the authorities have said that they felt there were other coyotes on Magnolia besides this male that was so prevalent. And since they were able to trap and kill him first, they then removed the remaining leg hold trap and decided to just see what shakes out here, because they were hoping that maybe the other coyotes would go back to their normal behavior once this male was removed. So do you think that you were seeing the rest of his family on Magnolia?
I don't know. I can't get a strong sense of that. It felt like at the very least, he needed to communicate to them, and he still needed to perform some sort of role of being the protector of this particular family unit.
Wow.
And maybe part of the reason, too, and actually now he's starting to come in, and he's saying, no, the three that I saw around him had transitioned, and they were, you know, kind of lost and confused, too.
So there were other coyotes that were actually dead but hadn't passed into the light yet.
Yes.
And I think for people that, folks, if you're trying to understand this, if any of you, if you watch the show Ghost Whisper, you know, with Jennifer Love Hewitt. Now, of course, that's a Hollywood-y thing, but it's kind of that sort of thing. You know, the ghosts on Ghost Whisperers that are wreaking all the havoc and make the TV show are dead people that haven't crossed into the light. And then when their issues are resolved, then they pass into the light. And that's sort of what we're talking about here, Robin?
It absolutely is. And, you know, for people who don't understand, I'm a clairvoyant medium, which means that the same way you look out your two eyes and you see what you see, I literally have an energetic third eye that's in my forehead area that will sometimes turn on indiscriminately, like a TV set that just clicks on.
Yeah, like when you were listening on the air.
Yes. I mean, I had no idea I was going to start seeing a dead coyote in my third eye.
Right.
But it was very, very troubled, and once the three females were around him, then he looked at me, and he still said, well, I'm not going, and I said, well, what's going on? And he goes, you need to tell Martha that I did not just come into the city just, you know, for food. He said it was my soul's purpose to come and let the people know that they need to start not feeding the wild animals. It's truly throwing off the environment, the food environment. And he was thanking you, Martha, for being an animal advocate and educating people about what needs to be done to keep animals safe. And he, as a wild animal, even knows about you and knows what you're doing and made his way to you, and you know, you're communicating this information, and it's quite profound.
Well, isn't it? It amazes me, because I don't know, Sandy, Valerie, you weren't here that day, but when I was reporting that story about that he had been trapped and killed, the main focus for me, and all I could think about, and all I'd been thinking about since I knew he had been killed, which is unlike, was the fact that people are feeding these wild animals. And that's been kind of a theme for me lately behind the scenes. And I didn't realize until speaking with Robin and that the coyotes bringing through that message that I obviously was picking up on the theme. Mm-hmm. You know, that I didn't have the same direct kind of communication that Robin did, but I was getting it anyway.
Right. Yeah.
So anyway, Robin agreed then. So we then, after the air, we talked to each other and to the coyote, and he agreed that he wanted to come through and share his soul purpose with us. One of the other things I wanted to add before we continue is I wanted to know if he had a name that we should call him. And when I expressed that to Robin, she got the same thing I did. And you, Robin, that a name didn't come through, that he's representing more of the collective, and therefore he's just Coyote.
Yes, that is exactly what he told me. And I did do a little research. I looked in the book Animals Speak by Ted Andrews, because I wanted to know a little bit about coyotes in general. And after he had such issues with passing because he wanted to be connected with his family, hear what it says in this book. Coyotes have a very close-knit family unit. They will sometimes mate for life. The father is very conscientious and participates in the care and raising of the young. Both parents train the young in hunting techniques. The male cares for the mate while she is pregnant, helping to protect and feed her. If something does happen to the mother, then the male takes over the care of the young. Now, what a lesson for humanity just right there.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. And that starts me on a whole nother tangent, because, you know, Ted Andrews, who... one of the most magnificent human souls on this planet. He passed away this last fall.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, in October. It's not been, I just found out about it not too long ago. But apparently after a long battle with cancer, I feel so blessed that I actually got to meet him and sit in the studio with him. We're back in Como days. Sandy, you remember that. Ted was here in town and we actually had him in the studio and I got to do a show with him. What a man. What a man. And anyway, maybe we could get him to come through sometime.
Well, I do sense his energy as you started speaking about him. And he's got a lot of energy cords that are still very earthbound because of his passion of trying to educate us about nature and animals and caring for ourselves and the planet. So he is certainly part of this whole information still needing to be imparted to us humans to take better care of Mother Earth. And I do want to say, Martha, you had sent me maybe 2 weeks ago the Seattle Times clip of
the coyote.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I could not look at it because I knew when I looked at it I was going to start channeling him again. And sure enough, yesterday when I pulled up the picture, first of all, he looked exactly how he looked in my third eye, which...
So that was a confirmation for you that you really were communicating with him.
Yes, yes.
Because you knew what he looked like before you saw the photograph.
Right. And it's always very helpful to me. Like, for example, when I saw your grandfather clairvoyantly and then you showed me a picture, it was the same thing. And
right.
When that happens, it's mind-boggling. But the information that he said yesterday was that he wants us to become more aware of the connectedness to Earth of the very food we're eating. He says we are so disconnected. We go to the grocery store and we buy the food and we don't think about, you know, the whole process that nature goes through to create this food and then even get it to our table. It's like eating food is not just about feeding our bodies nutritionally. It's a whole way to connect to Mother Earth. And he's really reminding us, especially now, that snooze time's over, that, you know, we really are living in a time where the Earth is changing, and we need to be cognizant of what our resources are for us. He had to move from his natural environment into our environment to teach us many, many things, one of which is, you know, we don't have to push the panic button, but we do need to think about what we are doing with our food and where are we getting it from. And he was advising us to remember to eat locally. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's so easy to go to the store and forget that. But the point of food is to connect us to all living things. And with that, we will take better care of the Earth, because we are here as Earth stewards. Now I can see him howling. He's sitting down and he's howling. And it's a very sad sound, like you hear when you hear the coyote howling at the full moon. And he's just reminding us, you know, if we don't want to create more self-sabotage, we need to really start being grateful and take care of what we've got and choose our food wisely.
So he's actually helping us understand that when a wild animal comes into our neighborhoods in the way that he did, Magnolia, that it's not an accident or coincidence.
He says there are no accidents in nature, that nothing moves in nature without true intent, and that some of them, like himself, are literally conscious messengers who are here to educate us. And if we aren't hearing Martha, then we need to hear him, and we need to wake up. I mean, truly.
So I think we can say for sure, can he tell us that people in the neighborhood were feeding him?
Yes.
And that so he really is stressing the point that is not a good thing. We shouldn't be doing that.
Yes, he is saying that. He's actually showing me a family inside of a house, and it looks like sliding doors. Mm-hmm. And there's a deck, and then there's like a backyard, and there was some food that they would place in a certain area of the backyard, and the parents and the kids would then watch when the coyote would come and eat, and they would, you know, be all oohing and aahing about how this creature that they were able to feed and draw into their backyard, and it was very entertaining, and the family thought that they were sharing a family experience together. But is that really what we want to be teaching our children?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because as a result, they begin to expect food. They come closer and closer, and then there's the inevitable conflict between human and animal.
He said it's about respect. If I really want to simplify my message to you, it's about respect.
So a lot of people would think that that in their heart they're doing the right thing, they're doing a kind thing by feeding them. But what he's telling us is that's not a kind thing, and that we really need to respect these wild animals, but respecting them means let them stay wild.
Yes.
And do not feed them.
Yes.
Because I had so many ideas the week he was killed, and just prior to, I was thinking, you know, what could the answer be, and how could we work this out? And I was thinking, well, maybe we just need to put enough food out there to keep them all well fed, and then they won't have to eat our little dogs and cats, and people won't get mad and want to shoot them. Well, then I went back to some an experience I had on the farm, which I'm not going to go into. But anyway, the bottom line is I learned then that doesn't work, because the more food you put out and the more you feed them, Mother Nature has a normal way of reacting to that. We breed and make more babies, and more of those animals come to eat all the food that's being provided, and then you have an even bigger problem, because then you get inundated. And that happens with all wild animals.
Yeah, and in Ted Andrews' book, he does speak to the cooperative hunting techniques that coyotes use. They will actually team up with other animals to get the job of hunting done and then share the food. So if humans are acting in a cooperative way to enhance the hunting techniques, then coyotes, more than another animal, are going to adapt to that, because they naturally do it in the wild anyway.
So is that the main message from Coyote today? Is we are not to feed these wild animals when they come into our neighborhoods?
Well, I mean, let me see if he's going to say that is the message. He just said that is the message. There are more messages to come, but today that is the message. And it's interesting too, Martha, you know, as a clairvoyant, I'm actually seeing some other homes who are listening to the show where they are knowing that they did feed the coyote. And, you know, we all need to forgive ourselves for doing things that at first we don't understand is harmful, and just know that we're all learning.
Yeah.
And
well, I know
grateful.
My mom used to carry dog food at the golf course, because she'd put food out for the coyotes, you know, at Sandpoint Country Club when she played golf. And we all thought, I thought that was wonderful. But we're learning now. It's not. Now, can he tell us, obviously, he's saying it's not a good idea to feed the coyotes. What about raccoons? What about birds, like the songbirds and all of this that we feed? We think that that's okay. So can he give us an idea of what's okay? Is there any okay feeding the wild animals?
In his opinion, I heard a huge no.
Ah, not even the birds?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Nope. That's what he's saying. No, that breaks my heart, because I love to feed birds, but, you know, you have to think about it. I mean, maybe it's not. Well, what he just said is, why can't we create natural environments that would feed the birds?
Like,
you know, for us to be going to the store, buying something, who knows where it was created, bringing it into our community. There are all kinds of things. He's even talking about digestion. He's talking about parasites that, you know, the feces that get created from the different animal kingdom eating the foods that aren't organic to that particular environment, or in the consumption capacity that they can do it at. And we're just throwing things off. And he's saying it's a reminder to us too. Eat locally. Eat what is in your environment. Find out what you can be growing and become very friendly with it. The time has come.
And this is nothing new. This is information, because I know that I have received this information from spiritual sources more than once over the years, speaking about how the vibration of the food or that we eat is different depending on where it's grown. And and it's reminding me, Sandy, of experience that we had. Remember when we went to see the hedgehogs? We were going to do the show on hedgehogs, and we went to see the hedgehog breeder, this guy and his daughter, and we had this incredible experience with the hedgehogs. I mean, they bit me, they peed on me, they pooped on me. I think, and finally I said, what's going on? And this hedgehog just screamed at me and said, Martha, we are not comfortable in your country, in your hemisphere, let alone in your houses. We want to go back to Africa. Well, I'm going, holy crap, well, Sandy's in another room, and aren't privy to what each other. She's getting the same thing from the hedgehogs in the other room. But these are African pygmy hedgehogs that their energy was bred, and they came to Earth in Africa. Well, that's a southern hemisphere, you know, and the energies are different. And so they were uncomfortable. They were telling me they were uncomfortable here in the northern hemisphere.
That's profound.
Yeah.
And the coyote is saying we need to shift from being mindless to mindful.
Ah. Well, that sounds very profound, but I'm not quite sure how we do that.
Well, of course, as you're talking, I'm thinking about all kinds of mistakes I've made in my life with animals, and I'm so sorry that I have created any harm to them.
Well, so it sounds like we've got our main theme from Coyote today is specifically he came in, I mean, and this magnificent creature, and we see his beauty, but we really signed his death certificate by feeding him and the other coyotes, and that's what will happen to the rest of them. We need to stop feeding these wild animals. Instead of putting out the bird feeders and the seeds and that sort of thing, we need to start creating environments that naturally provide the food for them, and going back to a simpler way of life. And then the other theme with food in general would be for us humans as well as the animals, we need to start focusing on eating locally, you know, growing our own food or buying produce that's grown in our area rather than eating what's shipped to us from other parts of the planet. Is that kind of getting it all, Robin?
Yeah, that's his opinion, definitely.
All right. Well, gosh. And we could go on and on with this. Now, will he join us again with more information?
Yes. And what I'll do is I'll tune into him psychically before I'm going to come on one of your shows again, and then we'll have some idea of where he's going to go next time. And you and I seem to find one way or the other through instant message or phone messages at the very least to connect, and we'll take it from there. Now, of course, if anybody wants to see his picture, you can still go to the Seattle Times website, and you can put in coyote picture, and I'll tell you, it is a picture you probably ought to look at. It will be a great reminder to you. And also, I do want to say that if anybody has any needs with their animals that I can help them out with, you know, being an animal communicator in the way that I do, I can be reached at robinalexis.com. And Martha, I am thrilled to be of service to your audience. Thank you so much for having me on the air this morning with you.
Oh, you're welcome. And of course, everybody, you want to be sure and tune in for Robin live on the air. And of course, we're missing the wonderful voice of Bob Bordenero, who's always on Mystic Radio. But Bob's in the background. He's flying the bus on their side of
Yes, he is. He's running the studio in our home.
And so your live show is on Wednesdays?
Yes. Wednesdays from 12 to 1.
And that's right here on Alternative
Pacific
Talk, AM 1150, 12 to 1, right here.
Yes.
And then I want to talk about two things. But Sandy, you've been listening, and you've got Coyote's photo. Sandy is also a very gifted communicator and very psychic and so forth. And I just want, before we wrap all of this up, I just want to tune in with Sandy, because you've been feeling all of this as we're talking. Anything coming through you that we need to know about?
I just felt that the Coyote was telling me that he was a mirror, that the things that was going on was a mirror for us to see what's happening in this world and what's happening in our own communities. Not that we can't fix the world, but we can fix our own selves and our own communities.
Brilliant, yes.
So that's what I got.
So fix ourselves and our own communities. Very important. Now, we also, just before we let you go, Robin, I just want to thank you again for the wonderful gift that you and Bob are giving our listeners. Every week we're giving away a one-year free subscription to the Robin Alexis Soul Spa at robinalexis.com. And if you're not familiar with that, oh, it's fabulous. And Sandy, you now, are you doing the Soul Spa as well? I just absolutely, I love the meditations, and there's a Divine Right Partnering meditation every Sunday evening, and a Awakening the Third Eye Monday evenings. I'll tell you, Robin, since I've been doing the Monday evening meditations, I am blown away at my intuitive abilities and psychic abilities, how refined and enhanced they're becoming. And I'm really having to go back to square one. I'm having to learn to listen to everything that comes in. And because it's just so bad. These meditations are phenomenal.
They really are an incredible tool to awaken the organic, natural psychic abilities that we all have. And I'm amazed. Like you mentioned, these Sunday night Divine Right Partnering experiences. Mm-hmm. We started these, I believe back in July when we started the Soul Spa with St. Mary Magdalene, and my relationship with Bob is so much better. It is unbelievable. I mean, it's just, it's amazing how much better it is, and I'm so deeply grateful for that. So, and yeah, Sandy, I'm so excited that you're with us on the Soul Spa. What have your experiences been?
Oh, she's grabbing her microphone.
I play my didgeridoo before I open anything, and it's very comforting and very healing, and I'm just so grateful and thankful.
Geez, you know, it'd be pretty cool if we could get a recording of that, and then we could pop it on the website so all of us could hear it before we go into meditation.
Yeah, the didgeridoo really opens up a lot for animals and people. Oftentimes my dogs will lay in front of the do when I'm playing, and it's very profound, the sounds that come from it. I've been playing it for a lot of years.
Wow. Well, I just want to say I'm having some really great experiences and having to just really pay attention since these Monday evening meditations. I mean, just an example was yesterday. I went out to the store late in the day. I ran all my errands and I got to the grocery store parking lot, and I was going to run right in there, and just something said, go into Wild Birds Unlimited. There's a little store there. And my left brain is saying, no, you know, I need to get my errands done, get my shopping done, get home, and I keep getting go in the store. So I go in the store, and I walk in the store, and I'm thinking, well, why am I in here? And maybe it's to say hi to the owner, because I haven't seen her yet since I moved back in. But the gal comes out of the back. It's not the owner, and I don't know her, and I say hi, and what am I here for? So I just started looking around. Then I see the sign for the great backyard bird count. And if I hadn't gone in it, and it's from the 12th to the 15th of February, which is this next week, and if I hadn't gone in there, I wouldn't have known about it, and I wouldn't be able to tell everybody today in current events. And every year I'm saying, gosh, I just want to know about this ahead of time so we can all count the birds. Well, if I hadn't listened, I wouldn't have that information. But I did, so I'm having those, like, every Every time I turn around, I'm having those experiences now all over the place since I've been doing these meditations. All kinds of intuitive experiences. So, Robin, thank you so much for spending time. Coyote, thank you. And Robin and I will stay in touch about when we have our next session with Coyote. And we're going to, I think, Robin, it's safe to say, with those visions that I got, whenever there's a wild animal that comes to our attention, we're going to do this tune-in thing with Robin and I on the air here to find out what the message is.
Well, that's interesting you said that, because Coyote is showing me something like black fur, and I can't quite make out what the animal is, but Coyote was saying that he's going to be bringing in another animal, so we'll soon see what animal with black fur is going to show up in that Magnolia, perhaps, community again to help.
Well, there was a black bear at the University of Washington and on the campus a few years ago. So, who knows? Anyway, Robin, thank you so much. And you and I, of course, will stay in touch. And folks will let you know when our next experience with the sole purpose of a wild creature will happen. But, Robin, thank you so much. And Coyote, thank you. And you and I will talk soon, Robin.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you.
God bless.
God bless.
All right, and everyone, you stay tuned. The second hour of today's show, so that's after 10 o'clock, we will be giving away this week's free one-year subscription to the Robin Alexis Soul Spa at robinalexis.com. So stay tuned for that. We're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors right now. Sandy will get Dr. Al on the line. I think I'm going to... I'm going to just pass on our follow-up at Animals in the News. There's not a whole lot of it. I've got one food alert thing I'll tell you about, and then we'll get to Vet Sunday. And next week's is Sandy and Martha Sunday, so we'll just catch up on the news and stuff next week. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Call into Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for your free on-air readings. Robin uses her ability as a karma specialist, medical intuitive, and metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She's a medium who can talk to your spirit guides and angels. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage. Teaching pet owners and horse owners since 2001, the Northwest School of Animal Massage offers flexible online and hands-on classes, transforming your life and the lives of your animals. To learn more about animal health and well-being, go to NWSAM.com and check Pet Shop Talk. And for more information about animal massage classes or Reiki classes, go to NWSAM.com or call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703.
Call into Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for your free on-air readings. Robin uses her ability as a karma specialist, medical intuitive, and metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She's a medium who can talk to your spirit guides and angels. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now, if you go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, on the homepage, you'll find a link to the Jones & Company Pets website. And on the website, they list everything that's on sale. And they, trust me, they usually have everything but the kitchen sink on sale. So it's always worth a trip to Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Street in Marysville. And if you need to, you can give them a call at 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817 at Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
News, traffic, and weather? Now you can get your information fixed weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, before we get to Vet Sunday, get started, I've got one alert here that I just want to bring to your attention, because this just came out. And I just got it yesterday, but it says beef fillet dog treats may be contaminated. FDA warns certain beef fillet squares for dogs may be contaminated with salmonella. And although there are no illnesses have been reported, the products are being removed from store shelves. And they are saying do not use Merrick beef fillet squares for dogs with a package date of best by 11/19/11. 11/19/11. And if you have those, take them back to the store that you got them. Merrick beef fillet squares for dogs. Possible salmonella contamination. So there you go. Now, like I said, we will just forego follow-up and animals in the news, good news about animals, we'll put it off, and we'll do whatever anything that's pertinent, we'll do, and really important, we'll do next week. But right now, I can't believe it. It's the first Sunday of February, and it's February 7th even. Holy mackerel, this year's flying by, but that means it's Vet Sunday. Dr. Al Pluckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program, also the compendium of articles on the same subject. Good morning, Dr. Al.
Good morning, Martha.
Hey, how are you doing?
I am doing fine.
Well, I'm going to tell you, before you go off on an NFL tangent, I should have said this is the Super Bowl edition of
Gary,
Animal World. Gary is not here today. That's what I'm telling you. So no NFL stuff today because Gary is not here.
Oh, my goodness.
Valerie's here, and she'll just dump you.
Does kind of sound like a touchback, but yeah, what can I do?
Yeah, it's Ladies' Day here. Well, yeah, Gary had to go down with it. Portland, Sandy? Gary's down in Portland, isn't he? He's calling a Seattle U game, and apparently they didn't schedule it real well because, like, tip-off is an hour before the Super Bowl starts.
Yeah, oh, my goodness. 2 o'clock, huh?
He said it was going to be the first Super Bowl he's ever missed.
The first Super Bowl Gary's ever missed.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway,
if he wants to call me up to find out what the score was, I'll tell him. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
we got it covered here.
All right. So, Dr. Al, we have got a few minutes here before we close out this hour, and I know we've got a lot to talk about, but let's talk a little bit about the endocrine immune imbalance. And folks, Dr. Al will be with us for the rest of the show. It is Vet Sunday. We'll have open phone lines throughout the show, and we will be delighted to take your phone calls, and Dr. Al can answer your animal or human medical care questions. Doesn't have to do with the imbalance, but we can talk about current patients and the imbalance and how that relates to your animal friends, or we can talk just general veterinary stuff. So I will give you the phone numbers for the next hour, because I think we'll probably not have time to take a lot of phone calls this hour. But local number is 425-373-5527, and toll-free is 888-298-5569. And you can send us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And you know what, Dr. Al? I'm just thinking, since the phone's already ringing,
uh-oh,
I say we take advantage of the fact that we've got caller on the line, and why don't we just go right to the phones?
Probably the IRS or something.
I don't think so. It looks like, well, unless the IRS is in Arlington.
Let's see. Sandy, go easy on me now.
Okay. Gail in Arlington, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Al Pluckner.
Oh, well, actually, I think Sandy's still talking to her.
Oh, Sandy's still talking to Gail. Okay. Well, then, in that case...
I may have to hang up then. Hey.
Well, you're the vet. If you hang up, then we don't have anybody. Yeah, we don't have anybody to answer the questions. And we'll just hold on here.
I missed your coyote thing too. How was that? I'm sorry, I was.
That went very well. We actually got sole purpose message from coyote up here that was killed recently. Major message was we are not to feed the wild animals.
Yeah, exactly.
And the shame of it is,
you know where the problem is, where the truth lies. It's so difficult because these poor animals, we've moved into their altered environment. They're trying to make their way. They're trying to stay. They're trying to live. And the problem is they're living off of our animals and other things. Because, you know, this wilderness thing, I'm not sure it exists anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they say, oh, do your thing in Mother Nature. Well, they can't. We have altered their environment. So, you know, somewhere between taking care of them and the problem is, like, feeding them where you're bringing more of them into your area, it's hard.
We talked about that. The more food you put out, the more come. And I know you've done a lot of wildlife work in your career. Now, it looks like our caller is ready, Dr. Al. So let's go to Arlington and welcome Gail. Good morning.
Hi.
Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Al Pluckner.
Hi there.
Hi, Gail.
Hi. My question was, I have a border collie. He's about 13 years old, and he's been neutered some years ago, but he leaks urine now.
Oh, he leaks urine?
Yeah.
So a 13-year-old neutered male border collie, Dr. Al. What's his name, Gail?
Edwin.
Edwin. That's a nice name. What do you think about a 13-year-old neutered male border collie that's leaking urine?
Well, what you got to, Gail, what your vet, I'm sure, has talked to you about and what needs to be done, too, is, you know, making sure we don't have some kind of a very severe spinal arthritis that is encroaching upon the nerves to the bladder. If it's merely a sphincter laxity, if you...
I can't hear you very well. No?
Yeah, your voice dropped off a little bit. So did you change something?
Better there?
There you go.
Okay.
Now what I was saying is that your vet, you've got to make sure that we don't have some spinal arthritis with excess calcification putting pressure on the nerves to the bladder causing this. If it's not, and this is something new, because sometimes the bladder will sit too far back in the pelvis and this can happen. Normally that happens in a younger animal. The point of it is what your vet could suggest or try is there is a antihistamine called propanolamine, phenylpropanolamine, if you will, that they use with incontinence. And sometimes in males it makes a difference. It definitely makes a difference in females.
PPA or something?
Exactly. Proline, or there's a bunch of them out there.
Has Edwin been chiropractically evaluated or adjusted, or has he had a spinal x-ray?
Oh, well, he's had several accidents, actually. He's missing part of a hip because it had got pulled out again, and they replaced as much as they could into his leg and sewed his muscle together, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So he had a fight with a car.
Yeah. So how long has he been leaking urine?
Oh gosh, it's been three years now.
What has your vet had you do so far?
Well, we tried the medication, and I can't even remember. I didn't think it was doing any good.
That might have been the PPA stuff.
So. Yeah.
I think one of the problems, Gail, is you realize, you know, I'm sure your vet does, it sounds like we got some permanent nerve damage.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Could be.
Have you done anything alternative-wise, Gail?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what I would do, because Dr. Al's absolutely right. The first thing he said is you've got to make sure that there isn't anything impinging upon or interfering with the nerves and stuff that go to the bladder. And so I would, my favorite guy is Dr. Mike Saluski. Mm-hmm. He is at the Alternative Medicine and Rehabilitation Center at Pilchuck Veterinary Hospital.
Okay.
Now, that's in Snohomish, so it's not that far away from you.
Yeah.
And you want to call him up and make an appointment for Edwin. Take him in to see Dr. Mike. And he can evaluate his spine and make sure that that's not an issue.
Okay.
Because especially if the medication hasn't worked, then see, there's probably Dr. Al is right on the money, that, and especially now that you describe, you know, the hit by cars and the accidents, the trauma this dog has suffered, that there's probably something interfering.
Yeah.
Don't you think that's right, Dr. Al?
Well, yeah, and then, Gail, you know, I'm sure you've been through this before, and you go, okay, that's all good and fine. What am I going to do? He's still dribbling. The point of it is you might talk to Dr. Saluski and see if there's some way you could tape onto the hair of his back something that would hold like a little bit of a sling that you could put like a urine pad in.
You're dropping off real low.
Talking about maybe using, you like doggy pants.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
If you put up with something like that, now what you do, Gail, is you'd actually put in an absorbent cotton or something.
Yeah. You know, my problem with that, he also had a surgery last year. I mean, this dog's cost me. He ate some material and had to have his intestines operated on.
Oh,
I mean,
dear.
He's really
been
quitting
ringer, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Well,
what you need to do is look at the angulation of his wrists. Okay? Is it curved? Is there a curvature there in his wrists?
And the front legs, the wrist joint, that's what you're talking about?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Does the leg go directly down to the paw and it's a 90-degree angle, or does it curve a little bit?
And why is she looking at that?
Well, the point of it is so many of these animals, as time goes on, do have an enzyme deficiency in a thing called trypsin. And what that does is they not only don't absorb all their nutrients correctly, but if they tend to get out and eat insatiable objects, pica they call it. They eat all kinds of stuff. And the point of the issue here, if that's the case, very easy to take care of. But any medication then that's given orally will not be absorbed. So the point of it is if he's got that, you can go to a plant-based digestive enzyme with each meal, and that in fact may make the medication that your vet tried work better, because now we've got blood levels. So that's a real important thing. Can the animal absorb what it's eating? And if he or she shows these signs of even eating stool, eating this, their own stool, eating stuff, rocks, sticks, leaves.
He does. He eats everything.
They have an imbalance, Gail. They really, really do. That can be handled by adding the digestive enzyme to the food every time you feed them. Otherwise, you get this sludging effect, which not only coats and ties up your fat-soluble vitamins, A, D, and E, but many times it also disallows the resorption of water from the colon well. And you also have a patient or an animal, a pet that drinks a tremendous amount of water.
You're dropping so low. I'm trying so hard to hear you.
Okay, well, Gail, what we're going to do, because we got to close out this hour anyway.
Yeah.
First thing, you need to contact Dr. Mike Saluski, Chuck Veterinary Hospital. Get Edwin in for an evaluation with him, in a chiropractor, because he can take care of those bases.
Yeah.
Dr. Al wants you to add a plant-based digestive enzyme to his food, because of all the stuff he's eating, and the indication with what you're describing with Edwin would mean that he probably has the imbalance that Dr. Al has discovered and writes about in his book. So stay with us for the rest of the show. We're going to be explaining what that's all about. You'll want to check out his website, maybe get the book. You might decide you want to test Edwin for the imbalance.
Okay. And what's that website?
Website is drpleckner.com.